Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard, and thanks for downloading the Bengals Booth Podcast, the I'm Going Through Changes edition, as we discuss the Bengals' many changes for the upcoming season with two guests. First, NFL analyst and former offensive lineman Brian Baldinger. I'll get his thoughts on Joe Burrow, the Bengals' O-line, and much more. Then, I'll be joined by one of the eight unrestricted free agents that the Bengals signed in the offseason, linebacker Josh Bynes. The Bengals Booth Podcast is presented by Prime Sport, the official fan travel and hospitality partner of the Cincinnati Bengals. And here's a quick reminder that you can have the latest edition of this podcast delivered right to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or Podbean. It's the greatest thing since having a calculator on your phone. I remember the first calculator I ever saw. My stepfather bought it for his business, and it was the size and weight of a brick, and it was expensive. Now, anytime I need to do quick math, like figuring out a tip at a restaurant or my son's on-base percentage in knot-hole baseball, all I have to do is use the calculator on my phone. A useful invention right in the palm of your hand. I guess that's why they call it handy. Now, let's get to football. There are many great things to watch on NFL Game Pass, currently available for free on NFL.com until July 31st, and one of the best shows is called Film Session. On it, co-hosts Brian Baldinger and Kurt Warner sit down with one of the NFL's top players for an in-depth film study session that gives viewers a look at what it takes to make a player one of the best at his position. Baldinger is a prominent analyst for NFL Network and joined me recently to discuss the Bengals. Brian, let's start with the player who has energized this fan base. What do you think the Bengals are getting in Joe Burrow?
They're getting the natural. Robert Redford in the natural. I mean, I've never seen anybody play college football the way Joe Burrow did a year ago against the country's best teams week in, week out. He was sensational. And the big difference was when Joe Brady came from New Orleans last year, is he recognized how quickly he goes through his progressions. And it was his strength. And from that, he was basically able to get five receivers out in the route and let him decide where to go with the ball and limited what teams could do in the pass rush and the blitz game. And he was just deadly accurate, and his decision-making was spot on. They're getting one of the best college prospects to ever come out, and there's a lot to be excited about there.
We're talking to NFL Network analyst Brian Baldinger. How does his potential compare to what's been solid play over the last 9 years from Andy Dalton?
I don't know exactly. I mean, Andy Dalton, you know, won the division. He went to the playoffs 5 years in a row. We know what his playoff record was, but they were a very successful team for much of Andy Dalton's tenure. He was a great leader. He knew where to go with the ball. They had pretty good drafts back then, and there was a lot of stability, something Cincinnati hasn't had recently. So I don't want to compare him to anybody yet. I mean, Andy Dalton was a real pro and has a chance to continue to be a real pro. He just knew how to conduct himself, how to handle himself, how to run a football team. And that's what Joe, you know, that's his initial job. I mean, obviously he's got to go out and perform and play at a high level. And we got to see how quickly he can do that right now. But I don't really want to compare him to Andy Dalton. Look, Joe Burrow doesn't have the strongest arm. I did a football camp with Sam Darnold this year, and they're training together in California, and he was around him, and he said that the arm it's not Patrick Mahomes' arm, but it is an accurate arm. He knows where to put the ball. And so accuracy is more important than arm strength, and that's going to be the key. Can you convert third downs, put the ball where you got to be able to put it on third down to convert and stay on the field? When you can do that, you're going to win games.
We're talking to former NFL offensive lineman Brian Baldinger. What do you think the lack of OTAs and mini camps are going to mean to Joe and to the other rookie quarterbacks this year?
Well, it's a huge roadblock for everybody like that. New staffs, young players, teams that are rebuilding, not to be able to get on the field and spend time together, get to know one another, get to know, as a person, and then the timing on each side of the ball. It's going to hamstring teams. And so I've said for a number of years, because of how little teams played their starters in preseason, that September was the new August. Well, we may not see the timing that is necessary to really play at a high level until October with a lot of teams this year. Teams are going to struggle, I believe. Now, you might have to look deep to find it and to find the timing errors. It might not show up on the TV screen right away, but I think it's going to be there because football is a summation of a lot of moving parts, and if they're not all moving together in the right way, things usually don't click real well.
We're talking to Brian Baldinger. You can follow him on Twitter at BaldyNFL. After Joe Burrow, Brian, the Bengals took T. Higgins in the second round, linebacker Logan Wilson in the third. Three of their seven picks were linebackers. The only offensive lineman they selected was Hakeem Adeniji out of Kansas in the sixth round. What did you think of their draft overall?
Well, I mean, I think T. Higgins can, you know, line up along with Tyler Boyd and A.J. Green and John Ross. And, you know, look, we know that, you know, Ross has been injured a lot. We know that A.J. Green didn't play last year. I think they've got a young player that they can develop that can learn from a lot of those players I just mentioned. And, you know, he certainly had success at Clemson. And, I mean, it was a deep wide receiver draft. You had to take one of them. And they did. I think that Logan Wilson is a good prospect. They certainly need linebackers at every phase right now, especially with what they lost over the last two seasons. So they're going to get an opportunity to play right away. Hakeem Adeniji played at Kansas, probably played his best football this year with the new coaching staff. But he certainly is a guy that, you know, played on a team that struggled, and he had to be really good because they were always behind and throwing the football. And so he got a lot of work at pass protection there at Kansas.
Brian, you do Mr. Fix-It articles during the season on NFL.com where you address how teams can fix their weaknesses. So here's my question for Mr. Fix-It. How can the Bengals improve that offensive line?
Well, I mean, I think it starts with getting Jonah Williams back. He didn't play last year. He was a first-round pick. You know, I mean, people thought he was a first-round pick, and he's got to go play like it now at a key position. They haven't really fixed that position, since they lost a really good player 3 years ago. So it starts there. Look, I mean, can Billy Price, can he play like the number one pick? He got beat out last year. Can he get back to what he was at Ohio State? Can he be a starting NFL center? We got to find that out. I think, you know, I would try to get as much competition at Bobby Hart, right tackle position, as you can, and try to get the best five guys out there. That's where it starts. It always starts up front. You're going to get, the first pick in the draft. You want to try to build the best wall possible. Try to get the best five guys up front and the best five guys playing together as one up front. That's where it starts.
We're talking to NFL Network analyst Brian Baldinger. You were an offensive lineman for more than a decade in the NFL. Speaking about Jonah Williams, after missing his rookie year with a shoulder injury, are you concerned at all about his ability to come back and take over at left tackle right away?
Well, I mean, I'm not a doctor, obviously, and I haven't seen, you know, how he rehabbed, but I've seen plenty of guys come back from injuries that age and just play fine. I mean, I would just go by his youth, the fact that he has not had many injuries, that he should be ready to go. I mean, most players make the biggest jump between the first and second year. The fact that he didn't play, he probably kind of enters as a rookie, but provided he's healthy, I mean, I expect him to go out there and be what he was at Alabama, you know, a dominant player, especially in the run game.
Brian, the Bengals haven't historically been a big spender in free agency, but this year they signed 8 unrestricted free agents. They spent more than $130 million. What did that say to you?
You got to be able to line up with 22 starters. And so, you know, I think that, you know, getting a DJ Reader is a guy that I don't think Geno Atkins has had next to. I mean, DJ Reader is a dominant defensive tackle. And he has some good pass rush, too. Just ask Quentin Nelson. I mean, I think he gives Quentin Nelson more trouble than anybody else out there. I mean, I think that will make Geno Atkins better. I mean, that's one player, you know, that they signed that I think can make an immediate difference. Trey Waynes has been a starter in this league. He's been a first-round pick. They need corners right now. I'm still waiting for William Jackson III to play at a high, high level. I think he's got the ability to do it. I thought Marvin Lewis thought that he could be as good as anybody that had come into the league. So, I mean, I just mentioned two guys, but look, 22 starters, and you got to be competitive, and you got to create competition. And I think Zach Taylor is creating a competitive atmosphere just within its own team right now, and that's where it kind of starts.
Let's do a Baldy's breakdown of the AFC North. What do you think of the Ravens, Steelers, and Browns going into 2020?
Well, I mean, I think the Ravens are on a different level right now. They certainly have done a great job of building around Lamar Jackson. There has only been, in the 100-year history of the NFL, there's only been two unanimous MVP players, Tom Brady in 2010 and Lamar Jackson last year. We haven't seen anybody run the ball like that and really command an offense the way Lamar did last year. And, you know, he's working with Marquise Brown the entire offseason down in South Florida. They're both from that neighborhood. And, you know, look, Hollywood Brown didn't have an offseason, didn't have a training camp with the foot injury. If he gets timing down with Hollywood Brown the way they run the ball, I mean, they might be off the charts just really good. They restocked the defense. They're the class of the AFC North. Pittsburgh, we got to see what the health of Ben Roethlisberger is. We know when he's healthy in the lineup, Pittsburgh's a different offense. Defensively, they led the league in takeaways and in sacks. Those are two pretty good, you know, statistical categories to, you know, to lead in. And I think Kevin Stefanski is going to be a good fit with what he wants to do offensively. And I think it's going to benefit Baker Mayfield. I think the division got better and tougher and more competitive this offseason.
Yeah, unfortunately, I agree. Brian, this is the third year of the film session series that you do with Kurt Warner. For those who have not seen it, describe film session.
We sit in a film room with star players and coaches around the NFL, and we let them analyze their play within their scheme to us. And yeah, I've done 45 of them now, Dan, and I keep learning from everybody. This week, we sit down with Amari Cooper, the number one receiver of the Dallas Cowboys, and he takes us through route running and what he does to get open and how he fits into the scheme of what they do. And it's eye-opening of what he sees and the way that he plays the game. Stephon Gilmore was in the film room with me last year, the Defensive Player of the Year, and when you sit down and listen to Stephon Gilmore, you realize why he was the Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, just smart, intuitive, and they take their film studies very seriously, and they take everything they learn and they apply it to the game film, to the games, and it makes their job a lot easier on Sundays when they do the work during the week.
The first five episodes will air in primetime on NFL Network, and you can see all the episodes online on NFL Game Pass, NFL.com/Game Pass, and the NFL is offering complimentary access to that through July 31st. Brian, I have one more question from your playing days. You played in Indianapolis with a quarterback who was drafted number one overall, who had a long career, but not a particularly great career in Jeff George. Based on that experience, what advice would you give Joe Burrow, knowing the kind of pressure he's going to face as the number one overall pick?
To take your job extremely serious. It's the most important thing there is. The preparation, week in, week out, cannot be undermined. Just how important it is. You're the leader of the whole team. Everybody's looking at you to help turn things around. I would just tell Joe to be a complete pro from day one. There are no off days during the season. You can enjoy your off season in February. Go enjoy the Pro Bowl. Go make the Pro Bowl. Enjoy Las Vegas, since it's now in Las Vegas. But take your job extremely serious. Be the leader of the team and lead by example. That's what I would tell Joe Burrow. That's what I think Jeff George could have been better at. As talented as he was, he could have been a better leader, and he could have prepared harder.
It's good advice. Sounds like the type of person that Joe Burrow is coming into the NFL, and ultimately we'll see if he makes some of those Pro Bowls going forward. Brian, I appreciate your time. Looking forward to watching film session on Saturday night and throughout the season, and hope you have a great 2020.
The pleasure is all mine. Look forward to joining you again, and enjoy film sessions. It's a great show. Appreciate it.
This Saturday night at 8, NFL Network will air a film session show with Packers wide receiver Davante Adams. And you can see all previous editions on NFL Game Pass. If you don't already subscribe, you can sign up for free access through July 31st at NFL.com. Before we get to our next conversation, here's a quick reminder that you can take your Bengals pride to the next level in 2020 with an official Bengals fan package from Prime Sport. The Bengals have a linebacker on their roster this year who earned a 76.6 grade last year from the film-watching gurus at Pro Football Focus. So just how good is 76.6? Well, it was better than the grades earned by Pro Bowlers Bobby Wagner and Jalen Smith, as well as Devin Bush and Joe Schobert, among others. That linebacker is Josh Bynes, who signed a one-year deal with the Bengals as a free agent after spending his first 9 years in the league with Baltimore, Detroit, and Arizona. Josh, I had linebackers coach Al Golden on my podcast a few weeks ago, and here's what he had to say about you.
Experienced, proven winner, leader, very bright, a vocal leader at the line of scrimmage. So I think from that standpoint, he brings a lot to the room. He's been pivotal in the standard that he's setting and what he demands of the younger guys.
So here's my question for you. How are you doing that when you haven't even met these guys face-to-face?
It's just being vocal, in the meetings, and just like from the beginning, I ask a million and one questions, and I'm just like that. And if I don't know anything, I want to ask as many questions as possible so I can get a clear understanding of what it is and what is asked of us, and just trying to, you know, set the standard for our room, and just, you know, trying to bring everybody along. We got some young guys in the room, so, you know, they get involved quickly, and you know, got to be ready to play and be ready to go. So, and it's the way the league goes. It's, you know, and I'm just in a position enough to, you know, have so much experience and you know, just wanting to pass all that knowledge as much as possible down to the younger guys.
Do you relish the opportunity to be the veteran leader of this group?
Oh yeah, for sure. I just feel like it's, I guess it's one of the natural things about me. I just, you know, very, you know, forward and just, you know, just dictator at the same time, and just know how to lead and just put the people in the right direction. And at the same time, I'm always open to listening, and you never know where great ideas come from. I don't turn out rookies from bad ideas or anything like that, because everybody has a great idea, and you never turn your nose up at anything. And I think that's just, you know, it's just called growth and evolving, knowing you get lessons from everybody no matter where they are in life.
How challenging is it to learn a new defense without OTAs and minicamp?
I think it's challenging for depending on the kind of guy you are. I think a lot of guys have different, you know, traits. Some guys maybe like learn better with, you know, physically doing it, and some guys can pick it up easily by just, you know, talking about it and seeing it here and there, or, you know, and it all depends on your learning style. And I think just so happens the you know, the Zoom meetings and everything like that is just you know, pivotal from just a mental standpoint, and just trying to remember and put everything together without having to physically do it. And I think it's going to make you that much of a better player, because when you physically do it, now it's going to all tie it together and make it all whole. And soon enough, we'll get to that point of doing that.
We're chatting with Bengals linebacker Josh Bynes. The season that you had last year is remarkable to me. You weren't in an NFL training camp. One Sunday in late September, you're playing golf. The next Sunday, you're starting at linebacker for the Ravens against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And at the end of the year, if you had enough snaps to qualify, Pro Football Focus graded you as the 11th best linebacker in the NFL. How was that possible?
Honestly, just waiting on the opportunity. Just taking one game at a time and being ready when my name is called. I think that's just, I could credit it to my trainer, Lillian Abdi-Malik. She's just done a great job working with me for the last 6 years or so. And it's just been amazing. Just make sure I'm staying and ready and in shape and just prepared to, you know, whenever I got the opportunity to play. And just so happens, obviously, I got a call and I had a start and played, 50-something snaps my first game back. And I just think it's just, you know, just very resilient and just looking forward to just always proving people wrong and proving myself that I can still play this game.
I mentioned that Pro Football Focus grade from last year. 2 years ago with Arizona, they had you as the 14th best linebacker in the NFL. Are you playing your best football ever? And if so, why?
I don't know. I just think everything just started to click and make sense more, and I just taking care of my body so much a whole lot better than I obviously, you know, when you're a younger guy, and just trying to make football make sense, and just, you know, try not to do anything, you know, that's not asked of me, and just try to do the best of my ability, and that's just really, just pretty much not doing too much. I just accredit to a lot of studying and just, you know, and just being in the right position and just going out just playing football. I love this game to the end of time, and I'm just trying to give it my all as long as I can play it, because I love it, and as long as I feel good, my body feels great and amazing, so I want to continue playing it at a high level as much as possible.
We're talking to linebacker Josh Bynes. You spent your first 3 years in Baltimore playing with guys like Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. What did you learn from each of those guys?
Oh, man, just Ed Reed is just by far just super amazing. Just learning the game and just learning little details as far as alignments and where guys are at and everything like that. I just try to remember those things when I'm studying film to look to give me clues or give me a little nudge, okay, what may happen. And, you know, what is about to happen before it actually happens. And obviously Ray as well, being in room with him for 2 years, is just, you know, knowing how to see things and knowing different types of running backs, receivers, tight ends, and just knowing that, you know, pretty much studying and understanding your opponents week in and week out, is just, you know, it just makes it, you know, that much better. So it's easier and faster on game day. And, of course, you'll get new things here and there, but for the most part, you're going to get what, you know, what teams like to do.
Josh, you won a national championship at Auburn and a Super Bowl in Baltimore in your second NFL season. You're the only player on the current roster with the Bengals with a Super Bowl ring. Does that give you added credibility with the rest of the guys?
I never knew that, but I don't necessarily – I don't know. I just think – that's a good – I never thought of that, but that's the thing, is just Coach Zach and just trying to bring in, a winner culture to the team. He brought in guys from all over winning organizations, and guys know how to play the game the right way. And I think he's just trying to set a new standard for what we're trying to do and accomplish in Cincinnati. And I think we got the guys now to do some damage in the league, and we're just looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to actually being around the guys physically and being able to be at the facility and you know, finally putting it all together to work, because I know for sure we're a way better team this year than we were last, and I just can't wait to get started.
Josh, the Bengals made a big splash in free agency. You're one of eight unrestricted free agents they signed. They spent more than $130 million. What appealed to you about joining this organization?
Just the fact that they're ready to, you know, to win. And obviously we got Joe Burrow, the first pick, and then some great picks and great linebackers as well. And it's just trying to, you know, bring a different dynamic than what they had in the past. I think this coach is first full time all season, stuff like that. He know what he wants, and he know what he wanted to bring in, and he just setting the standard from now, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about winning in this league, and it starts when we get back in training camp in this end of July, and one game at a time going forward after that. And Coach Zach was just looking forward to just to, you know, prove that he's done a great job this all season and seasons going forward.
You've spent four of your nine seasons in Baltimore, so you've obviously faced the Bengals many times. What was your impression about Cincinnati from the opposite sideline?
So I was impressed just as far as just, you know, the transition, of course, what the coach is trying to do. And I was just impressed with, obviously, Joe Mixon. Being on the defense side, I get to see the offenses so much. And Joe Mixon, I told him after even the two times played, like, you're a hell of a running back, because he's, like, by far one of the top backs in the league, and especially up and coming, and going to be a star in this league for sure, if not already a star in this league. Again, he just doesn't get the recognition he deserves, and I just, you know, and then finally, you know, being obviously in the same locker room and you know, being able to, you know, show that experience and, you know, stuff like that related to, you know, the guys and, you know, offensive side, and just try to, you know what I mean, just try to bring in some knowledge and ability so we can all get on that same page, because at the end of the day, we're all trying to win games, and that's all that matters.
Is it exciting to be with this franchise as Joe Burrow comes aboard after the year he had last year at LSU?
Oh, yes, yeah, it's really exciting. I think we're all excited, especially, you know, on the defensive side of the ball. We have some guys, and we all can't wait to get together. I think Joe Joe Burrow definitely is a hell of a quarterback, and I'm so glad we got him. And I just can't wait to see what he, you know, what he has in store for us this year and bring the dynamic to the offense. And I think we're all looking forward to it, and we really can't wait. And I definitely gotta give Joe a war eagle whenever I see him.
Well, speaking of Auburn, the quarterback of your national championship team with the Tigers was Cam Newton, and obviously he's been in the news in the past week. What was your reaction to him signing on with Bill Belichick and the Patriots?
Yeah, I think it's just awesome. I think it's definitely a great opportunity for Cam, and he's just a hell of a quarterback, NFL MVP, and he's just, you know, super talented, and I just know he can't wait to go out there and rush this opportunity and show the world that he's still capable of being a starting quarterback and a dynamic star in this league, because that's what we all know what he's capable of. And I just approved the doubters and everybody else wrong about him out there in the field. And of course, I know he's hungry as all get out. He can't wait to go out there, because he's been at this point before, been at this point knowing that everybody doubted him and his abilities and what he can do. And for sure, when he's going to New England, he's going to show that and prove everybody wrong one game at a time.
A couple more questions for Bengals linebacker Josh Bynes. You grew up in Fort Lauderdale, and I saw an old newspaper story about you that made it clear that you are from a family of linebackers, correct?
Yeah. My grandfather played linebacker, and my dad played linebacker. Hell, my dad was my coach in pretty much Lily for the most part, in high school for sure, all throughout. And he's just showed, you know, how to play the game and how, you know, well, you know, what it takes to be a linebacker. He taught me my first, like, you know, like steps and just a little basics and like knowing you take your first initial step and how to get downhill and things like that. And I credit him a lot, because we grown so close through that whole process throughout high school and even four. He's, you know, I love my dad to death, and I just, you know, just so happens I was able to pass all that knowledge and ability he had for me, and I don't know, maybe one of my boys might play linebacker and I'll be having the same conversation with them later on.
Well, you've got three of them, including one that was born earlier this year. What have the last several months been like for you with those three young boys?
Oh, it's been amazing. I'm not gonna lie. It's because both my other boys are born in January, so I had a little time. But then I had to go into off season training, you know, OTAs, all this stuff. But this one, I mean, he's been pretty much spoiled by me for the most part, being home this whole time, spending time with him, and just my other two boys. It's just they love me being home, and we work out together sometimes, and you know, play video games. We just have so much fun and playing football in the house. You know, and make a lot of noise in the house. The wife got to tell us to calm down for the most part. But, but you know, it's just great because, you know, the boys experience this whole process. Even my oldest son, he's 10, so this is my 10th year. So he's experienced every year since I've been in the league. And, you know, to go throughout this whole process with me, it's just been amazing. And not many kids can actually say that. And especially even from where I'm from, it just doesn't happen that often. And it's just a blessing to be able to be in this position and just to have my boys being able to watch, you know, me playing on Sundays and me playing football this long.
That's special for you and for them, I'm sure. Last thing, from reading about you and talking to you today, you remind me a lot of a former Bengals linebacker named Vinny Ray, who was undrafted, went on to have a great NFL career, and he often talked about how he never took anything for granted. He was always out to prove himself every year. Is that your mindset?
Oh, for sure. Vinny Ray is my guy, and trust me, he has the right mindset. This is what it's me. I mean, you're undrafted, you already have this little chip on your shoulder because, you know, everybody, you didn't get drafted, so they already doubted you, whatever abilities they thought you didn't have or didn't have enough of to be able to play in this league. And some way, somehow, you always got to find that way to separate yourself, to realize, to show teams that, okay, this is why, you know, he's been in the league this long, or this is why we need him on our team, and showing your, and proving your worth. And I think that's what comes with this league. Each and every year, you got to prove why you should stay, why you're worth it. And that's what it's all about each and every year. And that's why I said I'm like a kid still playing the game, because, you know, I don't look at it as like, I'm a vet, but I got these young guys. It's just so they're going to just, you know, be starters. And I'm looking at it as like, hey, man, I'm a starter. I'm this guy. I'm the guy. You got to, you know what I mean? I'm trying to prove myself that to them and to our coaches and to everybody that, you know, why I should be on the field. And that's just what it's all about each and every year in this game. And you take that for granted. The NFL will show you really quick why it's not for long rather than just, you know, the NFL, as it says. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Hey, I really appreciate your time today. Enjoy the next few weeks before camp begins, and I look forward to meeting you, hopefully face-to-face when that's allowed.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I look forward to the opportunity seeing you as well.
My thanks to Josh Bynes and Brian Baldinger, and that's going to do it for this episode of the Bengals Booth Podcast, brought to you by Prime Sport, the official fan travel and hospitality partner of the Cincinnati Bengals. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe, and if you have a minute, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more Bengals fans find this podcast. I'm Dan Hoard, and thanks for listening to the Bengals Booth Podcast.